How you do it? Just save me. Come on, Jesse, save me. No, come on, Jesse.
I'm not
Jesse,
save
no,
you.
No,
I'm
no,
not
no, no, Jesse. Like, pitch in
no,
the song.
I'm not pitch in.
No, no, Jesse. Like, no. Get somebody save me. Oh, I'm still waiting for you. Say woohoo me. Thank you. I deserve that.
That three
crowding five. That beautiful applause. We're back, the Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
And this I have
this
no
nasty
puns.
Episode.
I have no puns for this episode. This big.
It's
I don't
really
know.
Full
of
exciting things.
It's know. Really full of
food
product placement.
It really is.
So this episode is labeled Craving.
No Veggie Power.
Episode 7, Craving.
No, it's not.
Episode 7.
It's Veggie Power.
Craving.
Oh, why does it say Veggie Power right there?
It's because it's the scenes. We're looking at the DVD right...
Oh, this is the thing? Oh,
yeah,
I'm
you
so
idiot. Freaking idiot. It's not called Veggie Power. Freaking idiot.
That's what I was like, what's
that? So, the actress that plays... The actress that plays Villain of the Week is, Amy Adams.
Which is the new Lois Lane.
Which is Lois Lane nowadays.
She ruined it for me in Batman vs. Superman movie. She
but
was
she
super
was,
cringe.
But she was in Man of Steel.
No, yeah, but she was good in Man of Steel. I liked it in that one.
So, just because one movie is terrible,
yep.
She's terrible in all of them now?
Yes. No, wow. No, she did really good in Man of Steel, actually, though. I actually like that one.
I love Man of Steel.
Yeah, it's such a good
like,
one.
I have, like, two favorite trailers of all time. One of them is The Force Awakens,
mm-hmm.
And then the second one is definitely Man of Steel, just because of the symphony in it. Like, it gives so much hope, no pun intended, to us.
Mm-hmm. That's my top five thoughts I can't see. You always
oh, my gosh.
You always about that die in life.
Don't look that up.
No, I said movie. I put movie.
Sad.
I don't want to show.
Sad.
Well, that's because he downloaded that rogue.
He died, like, he probably didn't, like, instantly die on the dirt road. He always thinks Clark Kent is, I mean, Clark's dad is gonna die, which he is,
yes, he is.
Yes, he's gonna, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, he really is.
He's not, he's not, okay?
He is.
So.
I googled it.
So this craving of an episode. No?
No.
Okay.
No, it's hard to get puns in there.
It's hard to get fat puns without people hating you forever.
Yeah, because you never know.
I can't even think of hating people forever, fat puns. Like, I don't know.
You're fat.
Yeah.
Take it.
Oh, what was that one show that was on, like,
Fat Amy?
What?
Fat Amy?
No, not Fat Amy. That's Pitch Perfect, you idiot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect 2 is way better.
I'm talking... Okay, shut up. We're not talking about Pitch Perfect. Definitely not. I'm talking about that one show. It was, like, about, like, training fat people and stuff like that.
Oh, Planet of the Fat... Loser or something like that? Biggest Loser.
Yeah. I never noticed how, like, downgrading that show was. Like, Biggest Loser. Just the name of that show.
Well, it's like... It was helping them out, though.
Yeah, but, like, it's basically calling them fat right there.
Well, they know they're fat when they go on the show.
Yeah, but you can't just be like, you're fat, we're going to do something about it. You can just be like, you may be a little bit overweight, but we can help you out.
A little bit. Did you see how big those characters guys were?
Not as big as, like,
they grew up at my school?
Not as big as, like, MTV, like, when they show, like, really big people that can't get out of their beds.
Well, that's just funny.
That's terrible. That's terrible that you think it's funny.
It's great stuff.
Speaking of which, turns out Jesse is fat.
I'm not even fat.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm super skinny.
He's, like, really skinny. How much do you weigh?
Like, 130.
130?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I weigh, like, 190 or 70. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe even 200. I don't look
fatty.
I don't look like it, though. Like, I look pretty skinny.
Yeah. You think you lose some weight having no brain?
Well, that, wait, what? That would make any, that doesn't make any sense
it's
at
like
all.
Not there, you know, it's like,
if I had no brain, wouldn't I lost weight a long time ago?
Maybe. I don't know how it works, I haven't learned.
You're an idiot. But,
well, you poked
the beginning way of this episode, pretty much the first, I don't know, 5-6 minutes of the episode doesn't even have Clark in it. No, it doesn't. It's just her at the. It's just her drinking
the
greenhouse stuff, and then she's talking to freaking Pete and Chloe.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot. It's weird because like.
And then you finally see him when he asks her. She asks Pete to the dance.
No,
right? Is it before that?
Yeah.
It was a science project thing.
No.
Right? Yeah, because remember, Chloe and Pete needed her to help him because
Clark was
the birthday thing, yeah, right?
Not science, though.
Oh, well, I don't care what subject.
Trigonometry.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Did you go to school? Oh, wait, you're still in school.
So are you.
Oh, at least I know the difference between science and trigonometry.
Was that in high school?
So?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
You know how to do algebra? I think so.
My mom doesn't even know how to do algebra.
Algebra's so easy because all you do is put in your calculator.
Okay, well, anyway. Anyway, I said we can get off topic, but this is too off topic.
Talk about math.
Talk about math and that's, no, that's terrible.
Not that bad.
No. We need to supply our viewers with good comedy.
Good
quality comedy. Good quality podcast. Good quality Smallville. I mean, we don't play Smallville. But it's good quality.
I bet you Jonathan Kent dies on the dirt road with the heart attack. It's a combo that never goes away.
Actually, he's only died on a dirt road once.
It was like three times. It was like three.
Name two road. More times.
All right, one,
besides Man of Steel.
One with the Superman. No, Man of Steel counts. He died on the road.
I was talking about Man of Steel.
Oh, what, Man of Steel, and then the old Superman, when he was walking home from the dirt road, he just had a heart attack and died.
Which old Superman?
I might Google it, though.
Which old Superman? Don't Google anything.
I don't know
anything.
Which Superman it is. I just know it's one of the older Supermans where he was walking back, like Clark, he was first talking to Clark, and he's walking back because Clark got mad at him, and he just freaking drops.
Don't Google it. I don't know what you're talking about. You're probably... No, don't Google it.
I'm not going to show you that one. I'm going to look up a movie. I won't look up a show.
I'm saying don't Google it just because it's a waste of time. You're probably right. I'm not worried about the show because Jonathan doesn't die.
We'll see. No, then why can't I Google it?
Why can't you Google? Because it's a waste of time.
Why can't I see if Jonathan dies or not? You say he doesn't die? I mean, I'm not going to, but like he probably does die because Dirt Road
Because it might show other characters that might die.
Dirt Road Heart Attack. Calling it right now. Podcast number... Whatever this
is. Let's see. When did he die? Oh, wait. Never.
Well, no, what podcast is this?
Podcast, this is episode 7.
Alright, podcast 7, state it right now, Jonathan, Dirt Road, heart attack, done for.
No.
It's facts.
Let's not talk about this. I don't like talking about this.
We'll see.
Just because I don't like seeing Jonathan die in other adaptations.
He's gonna die.
Like Smallville.
Look, he has to. I'm gonna be upset if he doesn't die.
That's terrible.
Because of every Superman, he's died.
So?
So it's
you can love the character without him dying.
But he has to die, though.
No, he doesn't.
I'm not saying he has to die off the bat, but he will die.
He has been... not every Superman adaptation has killed him off.
Every movie or show has killed him.
You know the Superman the Animated Series?
Anime, I said movie or show.
What?
I'm talking about the movies or the show.
You said movie or show. Superman the Animated Series
like
is
this
a show.
Like, good, like, real, like, graphics, not animated graphics.
Live action, you idiot.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway... Superman the Animated Series, you know, the one that went on for like 5 or 6 years.
No, I don't waste my time on that one.
And I didn't watch any of those. And in the Justice League show, Justice League Unlimited, those had Jonathan Kent in it. And Young Justice had Jonathan Kent in it.
Yeah, until he died by the little attack.
No. Okay, well.
Stating it still.
This episode has a lot of product placement in it because, I don't know.
She eats a lot.
Because the WB had to get something from it.
The product placement is does something.
Product placement means you get more money.
Mm. You didn't even see one name brand in there.
Yeah, you did.
What?
Like Coca-Cola.
I didn't see any Coca-Cola.
Oh,
I don't think
dude,
I did.
There's Coca-Cola everywhere.
Was it?
Yeah, like in the background and stuff like that. And then there was. Remember there was Church's Chicken.
Oh yeah, she was eating Church's Chicken.
Yeah, and then
on the way home
there was like. there was like that brand that we don't know, but like on the pudding cups,
mm-hmm.
that like there was a brand on there.
Obviously, that deer was John Deere product placement.
Bro, that'd be so funny, John Deere, and like
just you just see like a sign that says John, and then like the deer,
and then
like,
the deer just
there.
Gets hit.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool,
bro. That when she like eats. When she, like, sucks the fat from the deer.
Dude, that's gross.
Freaking creepy as heck.
Cost is unknown. 80% fat loss.
So, villain of the week. How do you feel about the villain of the week this week?
She's super cringe. And fat.
I like how I'm, like, villain of the week, even though we were, like, watching... We're, like, watching this, like, every day.
Yeah, we have. We watched this, like, 3 times in the past, like, 2 weeks. This one episode.
But, villain of the week, how do you feel? How do you feel about it?
So she's alright. She's not my favorite.
I'm just gonna be like, I'm probably just gonna like put down for the comment of this podcast. Just I'm gonna put down villain of the week, biggest loser.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
Either that or like Lois Lane.
Lois Lane.
Maybe Lois Lane.
I feel like since she did so bad in Batman vs Superman, she's not good enough anymore.
Not funny. What? No, that's terrible. She wasn't even a bad actress in Batman vs. Superman.
She messed up a man, Clark.
How?
Remember she dropped the scepter, she threw it, and then she had to go get it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's called bad writing, not bad acting.
She didn't act bad, she just did the stupid thing.
It's called bad writing.
But she went through with
it. It's called
she went
bad
with it.
Writing. She Zack Snyder, it. If you're listening, don't come on the show.
Well, I want to tell them what Zach happened. No. Just because, you know, it's...
Who cares about Zack Snyder?
Me.
Or Michael Bay.
Me.
I heard they're friends.
Same thing with, who's the Batman? I don't even know his name. He's that bad of a Batman. Christian Bale's so much better.
Christian Who? Ben Affleck?
Yeah, so bad.
Ben Affleck's not a bad Batman.
He's a terrible Batman.
He's not even a terrible Batman compared to the other Batman.
Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Christian Bale's so much better.
Okay, but Ben Affleck's not a terrible Batman.
I don't like him as Batman. They could have found someone so much better.
Man, you're going to hate the Batman that comes on this show.
That's not Batman.
I'm kidding. Batman never shows up.
Yeah, because he's dead.
Batman never, ever, 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 ever shows up. Not even... They sometimes talk about Gotham.
Do they?
But never after that.
Really?
Yep. Hmm.
Do they ever mention him?
Nope.
Hmm.
They do have someone that they, like, they were like... Oh man, how are we gonna have Batman in it? And then they were like, oh, we'll just replace Batman with this other character not many people know about, but is basically the same as Batman.
Hmm. What about, like, Flash? Does Flash ever come on here? Because you said they were doing... He comes on the show?
Yeah, he does.
That's pretty cool.
He's like a younger kid, though.
Is he?
Yeah, and his name isn't Barry.
Bart?
Yeah.
No, his dad? Well, I mean, he's not really his dad, but, like...
They don't really go by the comics.
Really? That's stupid.
Not too stupid.
Well, I wish it would have been a comic. That way they could, like, use the new Flash as, like, be like, remember that one time you were in blah, blah, blah?
Oh, yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Meh.
Bro, I hope they actually do a Smallville crossover with the Flash season this season.
That, I hope, dude, man, like...
Didn't you say they're doing the Nazi one this season?
Yeah.
Which would also be pretty cool. The Flash is a Nazi.
That's gonna be weird, man.
Pretty cool, though.
It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be trippy.
What if you're gonna see Hitler?
Well,
it's pretty cool.
Well, if we see Hitler in one episode, by the next week, that show is going to be canceled.
No. For seeing Hitler in a Nazi area?
Yep. Wait, well, how is Hitler going to be alive after all those years?
It was still in the World War II time, wasn't it? Isn't it taking place in World War II?
No.
Oh, no? It's taking after World War II? Oh, you said if the Nazis won.
Okay, yes.
I was thinking,
yeah.
Straight World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if Flash was running World War II, dude, Americans would have been done one. That'd be cool.
Flash can't, like, do... He can't do much about a tank.
He can run the boat thing, like, every day, all day.
Okay.
Oh, I was watching one of the animated things where Flash and Superman race 100 times around the world, and that was a tie.
Oh. You, actually, guess who voices the Flash on, Justice League Unlimited?
Is it, Grant Gustin?
No.
Oh, never mind, I don't really care.
Michael Rosenbaum.
Does he really?
He's a really good Flash, too.
Lex?
Yeah.
Voices the Flash.
What?
Lex voices the Flash?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He's a really good Flash.
Is he?
And there's, like, one episode where the Flash, he switches his mind with Lex Luthor. Very chilling.
So he plays a better Lex Luthor?
It's so funny because he was like, he like goes into a bathroom and he was like, at least if, he's like, at least if I lose, I can learn the identity of the Flash. And he takes off his mask. I have no idea who this is.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Poor Barry.
He had like a great plan. And then he's just like,
Who is this?
Thought this was going to be more of a product placement character.
Oh my gosh. Talking about the product placement in this episode.
Dude, it's so crazy.
Even if you can't. It's like talking about the food in this episode.
Well, I've seen so much food. Like, the food, as much food as she ate is like my whole year.
I was like, diabetes kid is diabetes. And for someone that like says she's watching her weight.
Yes.
Why does she have so much fat food, like junk food and stuff like that?
She counts her calories. But then she's like, I'm done counting calories. And then drinks another whole food thing.
She has like the thing in her hand. And then he's like, I want you to eat something besides those. And she was like, okay.
She goes into the fridge, freaking tears everything apart.
No, I'm counting calories, Dad. Next morning, I want you to eat something besides that. Okay.
I'm done counting calories.
Wow. Good job.
It's so bad.
And we,
It confirmed it. She's definitely the next it with her mouth draw thing.
No.
It like, dropped so far, bro.
No.
It was confirmed.
Wow, that's a terrible joke.
It wasn't a joke.
That has no taste.
It has taste.
Not much taste. So, as I've said before, every episode, every hour or, like, 55-minute long episode consists of two stories.
Do they?
Really, man?
They consist of the main story. What do you mean?
Two main stories.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That, the eating disorder girl, and Lana's party.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this.
Main car soup game.
Every time I'm going to say this, Lana. Ugh.
She's so great of a character.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. Oh, gosh.
Well, I'm not going to argue too much about this because I like this setup. This is one of the times I like the second story more than the first story.
The birthday party?
Well, there's like a subplot with Lex having like a larger white blood cell kind of thing.
Oh, well, that doesn't even matter after like the test and stuff.
Do you even know what that means?
Yeah, it's just whenever your blood cell counts up, and then I don't know what it means, but I know what it is. Like
having more white blood cells means you're like healthier than most people.
Oh yeah, that's good though.
Yeah. Man, he brings it up later. It's really cool.
Really?
Yeah, because, I can't tell you anymore.
Why, bro?
They do bring it up, though. So, I'm gonna have to say it. You know how, like, in one of the podcasts, I said that there's no episode that I'm like, I don't really want to watch it?
Yeah.
I may have lied a little bit. Because this is one of the episodes.
This?
Yeah.
Ugh. I didn't like this episode, really.
I don't like it that much. I mean, I like everyone else's storyline, except the freaking fat girl chick storyline.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like her either. I was like, eh. Fat girls are better.
Yeah. She's better in Man of Steel. She's better in Batman vs. Superman.
You think so?
Yeah. She's better as a Lois Lane than anything.
Yeah, well, Lois Lane now is there's a better Lois Lane out there. She does a really good job at it, but just appreciate
Lois Lane in Batman the Animated Series is really good, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
Like, who voices her?
I don't know. No one, like, famous or anything. No. Bruh, best Batman, Kevin Conroy.
Which Batman was that?
Batman the Animated Series Batman. Mm. That's, like, the best Joker was Heath Ledger. Not Heath Ledger.
Yes, it is.
What's his name?
The one from the
Mark Hamill.
Which one's that from?
The games and the animated series.
No, bro. Heath Ledger's number one Joker of all time.
He's number two. I'm gonna say he's number two You can't say he's number one.
Yes, he is.
Because he's dead.
He's still number one best Joker, but no one's out Jokered him.
No one's out Jokered him in like. Live-action movies, of course.
It's only been one. Well, two, kind of the crappy one on Suicide Squad.
No?
Yeah, there's only been two Jokers alive.
Have you ever seen Batman?
Oh, true, the old ones. I mean, yeah. Those were cringe, man. Those were cringe.
No, Jokers. Jack Nicholson is such a good Joker.
He died too, didn't he?
No. Jack Nicholson's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah.
There's another guy who died, like Heath Ledger, who plays the Joker.
Well, I mean, Jack Nicholson hasn't died, and Heath Ledger died from drugs. OD.
He wasn't really, like, he wasn't doing drugs, it was medicine, but he OD'd on it.
No. No.
I thought he did, like,
He was caught from his hotel room, like, doing meth and stuff like that.
Oh, I mean, the Joker just gets the best of you.
Wow, that's terrible.
That's what happened, though.
But, know that Heath Ledger, before he was in The Dark Knight,
Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, he's in Brokeback Mountain. He's the gay cowboy.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, I wasn't going to say that at all.
Really?
Like, not at all. Mm. Did you know before this, he was associated with, like, romantic comedies?
Really?
Yeah, he was, like, the romantic comedy guy.
Dang.
Mostly because he was, like, really good looking.
But I still think he's the best Joker ever. That will ever be.
Mark Hamill is, like, the best voice actor Joker.
That was the one, like,
can I say that?
The green hair, like, all spiked up a little bit, right? Was that one? Okay, yeah. Yeah, he did a really good job with the voice actor.
Okay, how about this? Heath Ledger and Mark Hamill are same. Equal, okay. Is that good for you?
Heath Ledger did a great job, in my opinion, expressing his
feelings. Heath Ledger's laugh? Mark Hamill's laugh, oh my gosh.
That's pretty good.
Heath Ledger, he didn't do much of a laugh. He
was more like in depth.
He was more like kind of like laughing, like losing your breath laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But freaking Mark Hamill laughed like crazy.
Like the Joker?
I liked it when he was in that one episode of The Flash.
Joker was in The Flash?
Mark Hamill.
Oh. I was about to say Joker
was. He was the trickster.
He was not the trickster, was he?
Yeah, the big one.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he was the trickster.
That's him?
Yeah.
No way, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that was him.
Hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Someone calling me for some reason.
You know?
No. I declined. Hope that doesn't like show up. But, my definitive.
Did you see the Killing Joke, Joker?
The Killing Joke? In the movie, like the animated movie?
Yeah.
That's,
have you seen it?
Mark Hamill.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't like the Killing Joke movie that much.
I didn't like how it ended. They're just laughing.
Oh, I love that ending.
Really?
That's a very good perspective of their ending.
Mm.
Of, like, their relationship.
Of, like, how Batman ended Joker and Joker and Batman.
Yeah. I like that. But,
yeah.
I was about to say something. Oh, who's your definitive Green Arrow?
Oh, definitely on the one I own now.
Oh.
Best one ever.
Not mine.
Really? Nuh-uh.
Not mine.
Who?
I can't say.
Really? That bad, huh?
Yeah.
Is he a lot of people's favorite or just short? Like,
He's on This Is Us now. You know that show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's, I've heard a lot about it. I think it might have won a Grammy.
Oh, really?
It was nominated. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's on This Is Us. I don't know, but, like, definitely my definitive Green Arrow.
Who is it?
I can't say.
You don't know his name, or you just don't want to say it?
I don't know his name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bro, the new Green Arrow is so good. Like, he's so good.
Stephen Amell is such a good Green Arrow. But, like, I already liked the Green Arrow before that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've never seen the Green Arrow before him.
Because of a certain show. Justice League.
Anyway.
He was good in that. Like he was funny, really.
The TV anime series?
Yeah. Justice League.
I've never seen
it. Oh, it's so good, dude. Like, my mom still watches it.
Really? I mean, I can
like,
watch
my dad
it.
Still watches it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, Starfire and all that?
You mean, like...
Teen Titans?
You mean... Oh, that's Teen Titans.
Yeah, Teen Titans goes the best.
I'm leaving. No. Like, never say that ever
again.
It's
not bad. Like, it's okay.
It's bad. Well, okay. I will watch it if there's nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
But then I can only watch, like, one episode.
Yeah.
And then I'll hate it forever.
And then you save it, and then, like, with nothing else back on, you're like, okay.
No.
No? Just that one time?
Just that one time.
Mm.
Hasn't happened yet.
No.
Probably never will.
Probably one of my favorite... Oh, dude, okay. Let's be serious here. My favorite Batman, no joke, movie show ever is when they meet Scooby-Doo.
Oh, dude, that's the new Scooby-Doo movies.
Yeah, so good.
That's what it's called, at least.
It's so good.
That's actually not my favorite new Scooby-Doo episode.
Really? Who?
The one where they meet the Harlem Globetrotters.
Really? Oh, I've seen that so one. Much. It's so good.
I actually own those.
Do you really? You have them here? No, oh, dude.
I do.
I want to binge watch them.
Bro, I love those so much.
You binge watch them? Not right now, but like later?
Yeah.
Dude, I'd freaking die, bro.
Yeah, but I was like, I love those.
They're so good.
But the Batman one is pretty good, too. Like with the Robin. Joker and Robin and Penguin.
Yeah, so good.
I like that one. They actually met the Addams Family once.
Yeah, no, and then they met those weird guys in the car. Like, they had, like, is that the Addams Family? They all had, like, different sweaters on and stuff like that, and I can't remember.
It's you mean so the long. Three Stooges?
Did they meet the Three Stooges?
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Hmm.
You didn't know that?
Never seen that one.
Yeah, the new Scooby-Doo movies had a lot of, actors, like, famous people associated with it. But that was, like, in the 70s and 60s and stuff like that. That's so good. So, like, most of the actors you wouldn't really know.
Did you see that old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie? Kind of animated. Yeah, it's animated, but not that animated. Like, here, you have to, like, here, keep the fans occupied by
it. Keep the fans occupied? I don't even know what you're looking up. Are you talking about TMNT?
Yes, the first one. That is so good.
It's like computer animation?
Yeah, but like good computer animation. Hold,
let me see this. Let me see this phone.
Like.
Hold on.
That one.
Like it. Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Raphael was.
Raph the, had that like cool dark that side suit and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was so good. So good. I'm probably gonna watch them next
time. How do we get from Smallville to TMNT?
Scooby-Doo and Batman. And that led to that.
That has nothing else to do. Wow. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. This we'll episode. To our segment. Jesse, you thought. So.
I was looking about to say fashion right there.
No. Jesse, the people that you thought in this episode were gonna die. Let's say.
That's not Pete.
No, not Pete yet.
Yeah, we got not. Okay, not yet. You want to go from the beginning, guys. Gotcha.
From the beginning. Did you think the main chick was gonna die from the stomach stuff?
No.
Okay, the guy that was hitting on her, and she was like drinking.
But he did die.
He didn't.
I thought he did.
No, he just became like he looked old. Yeah, like wrinkles and stuff like that.
I would wish I was
He dead. Did not die, so there's number one.
I would have killed myself.
And then number two would have to be Pete.
Yep.
Pete. You actually thought Clark died.
I actually did think
you did think she died too.
When the explosion went off?
When the explosion went off, you like that they both died.
Because of the kryptonite. I thought the kryptonite
was there. Kryptonite in there and all that.
I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think it was dead. Maybe, like, severely injured.
You know what? You know what? Some character, like, coming together stuff that I like?
What?
Lex and Chloe talking to each other.
About the,
when they're like,
thing, the meteor thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I hate Chloe.
Dude, she's not that bad.
I'm gonna say this one time.
You didn't dislike Chloe in the first episode. I was, like, listening to it a few days ago.
She's alright. She's still alright. I don't, like, hate her, but she's, like, eh.
She becomes more of a character, I promise.
Does Pete, too?
Yeah, of course.
I want Pete to be more of a character. I
want
to see Pete more.
You want to like Pete?
I like Pete already. Like, he's alright. Like, except when he did that thing to my main man, Clark, the coffee shop.
He didn't do it to him.
He was, like, picking on him and stuff for it.
Why is he so Clark-like?
Yeah, pretty much.
Clark would agree with him, you idiot.
No. Maybe Acorn actually would.
Yeah. Clark would be like, yep, that's me. But, anyway, this segment that we like to call favorite scenes.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Fashion report.
I thought I was dead right there, bro. I was like,
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
I was about to say Rage. Rage Quit Podcast.
Leaves like, Jesse, come back.
Come back to me.
If the podcast ends right now, that means Jesse left.
Yeah.
Ends. No. No, we just stopped. We didn't even say anything just to Well, I mean, not to trick you guys, because you would see that there's more to it.
Just our comedy.
Just our weird comedy. So, fashion. The fashion in this.
Her red dress.
The fashion. The red dress was weird.
It was pretty weird. It didn't fit her.
It looked like a Barbie doll. A real-life Barbie doll dress.
Barbie doll, dude. She really
was weird.
And then her sweater that she pretty much wore through the whole show.
Not really much to that.
This is really weird sweater. I wouldn't wear it.
Oh yeah. Well, we're really lagging on the fashion report if we're talking about like random regular sweaters.
Well, she wore that whole sweater like pretty much the whole show.
But you know what I like?
What? Clarkson?
What Lana wears to her birthday party?
The gown?
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like it.
I see. You don't completely hate Lana.
I completely hate Lana.
No, you don't.
I can like the things that she wears.
That's because she's Lana and she's rich and she can afford it.
She's not rich.
But she's not poor.
I bet you anything Lex bought her that.
Definitely, yeah, for sure.
But,
You got Lana, main man Clark. Oh, yeah, let's just go ahead and
main that. Man that's Clark what?
No, you got in the fashion report first.
End the fashion report. All right, go, Jess.
No, yeah, fashion. Yeah, end it like that.
Fashion report. Okay. What were you about to say?
My main man Clark at the end. Like, he like avoided her party on accident because he needed the help.
Yeah.
But then made it up to her by going to.
Oh yeah. Drive. Yeah, I love that so much.
It's my favorite. Thing.
Take back.
Huh?
Take back.
Take it back.
Take back.
Take back.
Okay. So we're going to our favorite scenes.
I'm
gonna go first now.
Yeah, you go first.
I'm gonna go first now. Two favorite scenes.
Oh, you're my scene.
Definitely when they were watching Bugs Bunny cartoons.
I'm gonna use it too.
Definitely when they were using Bugs Bunny cartoons. That was amazing. That was like pure. That was pure of soul. I would do the same thing. But second favorite scene. I'm not sure about that. Oh, second favorite scene. Definitely when she's asking out Pete.
When Pete wasn't answering.
When Pete was like, he smiled.
It's
like, it's like, so did anyone ask you yet? And he like smiles, and then Clark like taps him on the back, and he's like, no, he hasn't. And then, would you like going with me? And he smiles even more.
And
like,
he touches him again?
And he's like, pokes him in the back again. Yeah, and he's like, would. Yeah, he would love to.
Do you need my number?
And then he's like, smile, like, Pennywise smile.
Yeah, and then Chloe's like, I can't believe that just happened. He's like, you should, the ladies love me.
Oh, yeah, that was funny, she was like, that was weird, and then he was like, what, women dig me.
Didn't even say nothing the whole time,
but,
that's the first thing he says.
So, that's mine. What's your...
Definitely Bugs Bunny scene.
Okay, whatever.
Because it's so good, bro. Like,
okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
All right, and then definitely when she was telling Pete to leave her alone, and then she went all it mode on him for a second there.
That was creepy.
It was creepy, but it was good.
Weird.
Like, it wasn't bad CGI right there, but it was kind of bad. It wasn't the worst
CGI.
Like, when the mouth opening so far.
It's not so bad. Why would you even talk about it? Like,
because it did a good job on it. Like, they didn't make it bad, so I was like, okay,
yeah,
you know.
You can make a mouth move, of course.
But not that far, I mean, besides Pennywise. That's why I said Pennywise confirmed 2018.
Oh, stop. But, what's your second favorite? Oh, that was, okay.
Yeah.
So, that ends that segment.
What do you rate this episode?
What do I rate this episode? By the way, you can't say the same thing as me.
Yeah.
I would rate this episode 4 out of 10. No. 5 out of 10.
Mm.
Product placements.
3 out of 10 greenhouses.
why 3 out of 10?
I didn't like it. I didn't like really like this episode at all. It was nothing like cool.
I'll go with 4.
Mm. I'll go drop
4
it there.
Out of 10. Yeah. Just because.
Nothing stood out.
But, nothing really stood out. But, I mean, it's still in a good episode. Like, it's not a terrible episode, of course. It's not a number one, of course.
It's alright.
No episode will be a number one. But I usually avoid this episode. I don't like this episode really as much.
People, I'm saying right now, my number one episode, I'm going to name it like 10 out of like, 10.
I was
Jonathan Kent's dead on a dirt road on that episode.
I was actually thinking of not showing you this episode.
Really?
Yeah, because that's how much I don't like it.
Yeah, there's no need in it.
That's how much I don't like it.
But whenever you run out of ideas, product placement. When you need money for your show.
When you need product placement, so you just randomly write an episode.
Yeah, pretty bad.
It's like, what should we do? And then fat chick and become skinny and like,
they're like
big mouth.
It's like we put food everywhere around this kitchen hidden. If you find it, you can eat it.
Wow.
That'd be pretty cool though.
That's weird. But I would have to say that would be mine. So,
yep.
Well, I mean, do we have any favorite lines?
Nope.
No?
That's fine. When Pete says, chicks dig me. What, chicks dig
me? Women
dig
me.
Yeah, that was good. That was a great line.
That was weird. That was funny. I was dead. Yep. Dead in tracks.
Yeah, I was pretty dead.
That was terrible, though. I would have to say mine. I can't really think of many memorable things.
Like you said, this episode was pretty trash. No, like, let's be serious, pretty trash.
Another one of my favorite scenes when, freaking Clark's mom is like,
oh, dude,
like listening in the conversation.
That's so good, bro.
That's so funny.
I'll help you fight off the
adoring crowds. Fans.
Yeah.
And then, like,
she's like, face.
Really? Adoring fans? And yeah. She's like, what?
Okay, I'm done. But what are you getting for her birthday?
When he says what, I was thinking like Pete just comes in. Women dig him,
dude. That was die, bro.
What?
And then she's all like, me. What I thought was super cringe was she was like, oh, like I'm done. But for real, what are you getting for her birthday?
All right, I'm out of this conversation. But what are you getting her?
Yeah, it's like, but you just said,
like, really, Raleigh. So. To end this trash of an episode, we will have the beautiful symphony of the Smallville. Do 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 do. Smallville MFs, edited by Noah, co-host. No co-host.
Oh, you're supposed to say I'm Noah. I'm
hosting. And this has been the song. This has been Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
And good night. Good. Yeah, David Letterman. Oh. You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.